To CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado took an emergency step Tuesday that it has not taken since last fall to deal with rising COVID-19 hospitalizations. The state initiated crisis standards of care for staffing. That means hospital workers can be moved to care for a patient who is sicker than they normally would care for, giving hospitals greater flexibility to deal with staffing shortages, illnesses, and burnout. Dr. Anuj Mehta with Denver Health says patients likely will feel the impact.
So your care may be slower and may get delayed.
The state's chief medical officer says the move does not amount to rationing care. Public health officials in Mesa County are urging people to wear masks in crowded indoor spaces and to move gatherings outside to fight the spread of COVID-19. CPR's Dina Sieg has more.
Mesa County Public Health is not requiring people to adhere to the recommendations, but they do say the most effective way to control the spread of COVID-19 is to get vaccinated against it. Just over 52% of residents 12 and up in the county are fully vaccinated. Last November, Mesa saw a huge spike in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths, and those numbers are trending higher now than a year ago. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Two murals with racist imagery will be removed from the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center after 85 years. The murals show a minstrel character and scenes from the novel Uncle Tom's Cabin. The pieces will move into the Fine Arts Center's permanent collection once they undergo restoration. The Fine Arts Center is operated by Colorado College, which owns the license of KRCC, and KRCC is operated by CPR. The work is on to bring the FIFA Soccer World Cup to Denver in 2026. It would cost up to $55 million to host up to six games at Empower Field at Mile High. But the people behind Denver's World Cup bid say the games would bring 10 times as much to the city's economy. It's sunny and breezy around Denver and along the Front Range today. This is CPR News.